To this morning, as y'all know, as we started these drive-in services, which again have been a blessing of God, I was talking to pastors just this week that still aren't open. I don't know why. Our governor made us essential and said we can go back in. Now we've been outside for a long period of time, and looks like y'all are pretty spread out. I haven't heard anybody sneeze. Is anybody ready to sneeze? Don't do it. Oh my Lord. I go into some of these stores and I you don't want to, because what if the COVID virus police snatch you up? It was just allergies, man. And while we started these services, we began to see that the birthing of revival is here. Just look at this crowd. As I was telling these pastors, I mean, it was a big mistake for y'all to shut your doors, period. You should have done something. I don't care if you had to have six services as a drive-in service where they could stay in their vehicles. Because this church has doubled and tripled in size. Our finances have never gone down, and they're asking me to pray for them because they're having to lay off people at a church, an essential place where we are definitely all about spiritual warfare. We're about mental health, and it's very dangerous now. I can't watch the TV hardly anymore, y'all. I try to turn it on, and I see this sense of rage rise up in me that, why are they doing that? My Lord, why are they believing this? Why did a Supreme Court justice just this week vote against the church? One that President Bush had appointed. Why is all this happening? Well, obviously, I'm not a preacher that thinks I know it all. Don't ever misunderstand me. I believe in order, but if you have a word for me, not correction, but a word for me to speak into my life, you be willing to give it. Amen? And I don't want that to ever get confused. I believe in order. What's ruined a lot of churches is that the church has gotten out of order, and the pastor can't be a pastor and be led by the Spirit of God because they're controlled in some areas. And so I don't allow that to happen at this church, and that's the reason we don't have splits. Amen. I always figured if God told you how to do it better than me, then he'd have had you start this church. Say amen to that. Now, what that does then is it gets the church in order. And if you have an ordered church, you'll have a prosperous church in all areas. I mean, you'll see people saved. And I'm telling you, you new people, people are saved every single service at this church for the last 16 years. I've never seen anything like it. I've been to churches where if there's 5 or 10 the whole year, we celebrate that. And here we'll have 2, 3, 5 every single service. So something is going on. Something is started, and I believe it's because of revival. And what we did out there is we started believing, thank God, and praying for revival, because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take you and I getting on our knees and saying, God, bring revival to this land. Because if we don't, then what we're seeing on television is going to continue to come to pass. If God's people don't get on their knees and pray and get serious about God, I'm not saying that you have to know all the scriptures. I'm not saying you have to know everything about how to pray. I'm just simply saying that it's time that we get on our knees and we begin to plead for revival to come to this land. Because if we do, then we're going to see the Bible come to pass in 2 Chronicles when it says, if my people will humble themselves and pray. You know, and you keep reading it. And God's going to hear from heaven, heal our land, forgive us, so on. And so, since we started these, I've been the Lord has just birthed some nuggets. That's what I call them. It's just the Word of God. It's how we live. It's the principles of the Word of God that will cause revival to come, but also it will cause us to live in victory in the midst of trials and tribulations, because we're seeing it happen right now. Now, don't get in fear, because all of the things that are happening is the signs of the times. We are in the last of the last days, y'all. Amen. And don't fight that. Don't allow that to scare you. But we are in the last of the last days. Jesus could come back and get you and I at any time. So we've got to get our church lined up. And obviously it's not this building, right? Because you and I are the church. This building is just where we're meeting. And if we get the church and the families in line with the Word of God and living right, then, woo, Jesus, that's when you're going to see the dead raised. That's when you're going to see people that you would never believe could get healed by the power of God in Jesus' name. You're going to see in these days, which are now, the people that get diagnosed with some cancer and only have 6 months to live, that they get set free, healed by the power of God and by His stripes in Jesus' name. You're going to see all these things because why? Because you are a believer. All right, now, I'm glad y'all are doing that, because I was supposed to dismiss the kids. Now, if you're 13 and above, I want you to stay in here. But if you're, I got excited about preaching, my bad. If you're younger, though, y'all head to kids' church. Y'all clap for them, please. Sometimes you just get out of the habit of stuff, amen? Usually, we're routined, and after music, after a few things, we dismiss, and usually we dismiss the youth, but for a time until the Lord allows me just the release, I want the youth to stay in here just for a few weeks, and then I'm going to prepare our youth pastors to get ready to release you to speak into their lives. But for right now, I want you to just stay in here. Amen. But I wanted those kids to be able to go, because I know how it is when moms and dads are having to watch them and then they can't hear the music, and you know, then their kid kicks over the coffee and they start acting up and they start messing with their brother or sister, and then their moms pinch them under the arm as hard as they can, and then the kid has an opportunity to scream. And y'all know my stories on that, because mom, I never understood why she would try to get me quiet by pinching me. Is anybody with me there or not? I don't know. And just one time, but I just knew I could not, because I would get killed. And at that particular time, might have not believed in raising the dead. And so I didn't want to be dead. But I never understood why anybody would pinch there. And just one time, I wanted to scream as loud as I could. I mean, wake up the spirits of those deacons and elders. But I just couldn't bring myself to that, because my mom would give me that look. You know that look that y'all women have? Let me take off my hat. What? Has anybody ever got, husbands, have y'all ever got that? Put your hands down. But I just could not do that. All right, let's get back right here. Help me, Lord. I want to get back, though, to what God wants us to be doing in these last days, being the church, and get us to not be as the epistles talk about, not being children tossed to and fro, but start growing up in the Lord. I believe it's time that we start growing up and start understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. That, man, you are someone. not talking about, was you ever raised hearing the words, we're not worthy? We're just not worthy. I heard it, and just, you new people will get to know me. If I say, how you doing, don't say things like better than I deserve. Don't say those things to me. That is a very negative way, in a trying to build yourself up way, to say that you don't deserve the best. And I'm here to tell you, you as a God, as a child of God, deserve the best. Matter of fact, God says that you're an heir of His and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Amen. And you've got to start learning these things. And I know it's because of habit. It's because of what I call false humility. And we're trying to be humble when really it's just being negative. Because you're worthy. Now, before you gave your life to Jesus, you wasn't worthy, right? But after you gave your life to Jesus, because of what He did, you are worthy of all the blessings of God, the benefits of God, the principles of God, all the things that God's given us in this word to live victorious, to be the head, not the tail, above and not beneath, can do all things through Christ which strengthens you. You're more than a conqueror through God because He loves you. All those things are for you because you gave your life to the Lord Jesus. And you're a winner, not a loser. You're a believer then, not a doubter. Okay, so what we're learning is how to start operating like God's kingdom children. We're trying to learn how to operate as a son and a daughter of the Most High God. Not better than someone, just understanding that you have the authority to use the name that's above every name. You don't have to be going through trials and tribulations constantly and building a tent in the middle of it. No, you're going to need to come on through the valley of the shadow of death and start speaking to that mountain and commanding that mountain to be cast into the sea. You need to know who you are in Christ Jesus so that when the devil tries to tell you you're no good or that you're dying of some disease or sickness, you can say, no, sir, I'm a child of the Most High God, and I'm healed by His stripes. Now, what's going to happen is then the devil is going to bring in a whole bunch of junk in your mind, like, well, you remember what you did in college? Do you remember what you did yesterday? You remember how you talked and cussed and dipped and smoked and drank and fought and caroused? He's going to bring all that junk up, but you need to tell him as the Most High, to the Most High God, as a child of God, that that's the past. And we forget those things that are behind and press forward to the mark of the high calling. We're not to live by the past, we're to live by right now. And I'm blessed and highly favored. Okay, come on. Now, I'm trying to set up a message for all of us and build our faith up in the area, another nugget. And I know I've talked a little bit about prayer, but I want to add on to prayer. I've said it a little bit earlier, prayer is our way to communicate with God. Would everybody agree with that? The only way to communicate is talking to Him, praying. Now, I want to teach you guys, because I teach all the kids that come to my house that don't know how to pray. Because I watch them. When we prepare the meal, I sit back and I watch which one eats first. Half the time, it's my kids. They're hungry. Well, if you eat first at my house or when you go out to eat with me, if whoever eats first has to pray. Well, if you're not used to praying, you don't know what to say sometimes, but they'll pray anyway. And a lot of times, they don't know how to pray. So obviously, I want to teach you how to pray because Jesus taught us how to pray. Remember, our Father? Did you hear that? Our Father? So when you pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, because Colossians says do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Okay, so when we pray, we're praying to the Father. Now one kid came over and said, baby Jesus, I just thank you, Lord. So I was able to say, no, when you pray, you're praying to the Father and you're praying it in Jesus' name. Okay, if we understand that, then when we pray that prayer that Jesus taught us, our Father who art in heaven, say it with me, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread, and forgive me of my trespasses or sins, as I forgive those who've trespassed or sinned against me. Lead me not. Now, what are you doing? You're talking to the Father, right? You're saying, Father, lead me not into the temptation, but deliver me from evil. For thine, Father, for thine is the kingdom, for thine is the power, for thine is the glory forever and ever. And then he finishes it with what? Amen. Because amen is yes, and so be it. So when we're praying and we're learning to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, I'm telling you, that is authority. So when we pray against a spirit of coronavirus, that's how you pray. You say, Father, in Jesus' name, that spirit that is trying to cause our country to change and be beat up in our economy, we rebuke that spirit and it leaves in Jesus' name. And when you pray, and you pray in faith, and you believe what you pray, oh Jesus, demons have to flee. There's really demons? Golly, it's amazing what the reason that God's bringing revival to our land is trying to learn. People haven't been taught. They've gone and got a good feel-good message somewhere, and I don't want it to be like that at our church. I don't want you to just feel good for a short time and then not know how to act when you get out there in that world, because we're to live in the world but not of it. But when you're living in it, you're going to be surrounded by fear, by doubt, by unbelief, by a lot of evil things. You're going to be seeing a lot of things in these end times. And are you ready for it? Are we going to get in fear because a lot of these big cities are very chaotic right now? I mean, wow. Or are we going to get in faith? Let me tell you something that I've learned that will help you with your faith. An AR-15. Amen. Yeah. They're telling me, take my hat off because they can't see your face. Okay, fine. Whatever. Showbiz. Where was I? Oh, yeah. I've got three of them. All right. I want you to turn in your Bibles. How many brought your Bible? I won't keep you very long, but I want you to turn in your Bibles to Amos, because I want you to see what I'm talking about this morning. Amos. Now, what that means for some people is, don't be so proud that you can't go to the table of contents to find Amos. Okay? I want you to go to Amos, and I want you to find it, and when you find it, begin to say amen so I know you're there. I want you to turn to chapter 3, Amos chapter 3, Amos. Amos chapter 3, are y'all there? Say amen. Amen. Now, I want to encourage everybody that doesn't have a Bible to please start bringing a Bible. We have cowboy Bibles if you don't have one. I'll buy you a Bible if you don't have one. We've got to start getting used to carrying this word with us all the time. That's why we have cowboy Bibles that we can throw on the dash of our truck. But we need to start bringing this Bible even to church, because you'll be able to follow along. And as I've always said, if I skip a verse, or you'll be able to look at it and study it out for yourself. Amos chapter 3, look at verse 3. It says, can two walk together except they be agreed. That's the part I want to talk about this morning. Can two people walk together? You see, there's something about agreement. That's the main message that I want to present to you this morning because of prayer. Agreement. Agreement is very, very powerful. You need to be in agreement with the people you're around. That I've always said, have a heathen friend, but not to become a heathen with them so that that heathen will get saved and get their lives changed and then go get another heathen friend. But we're not to come down to their level. We just want to be friendly and get people saved and born again and so on. But we need to have people around us that's in agreement with us. I think it's really important that when you pray that you're getting in agreement with this Bible. I mean, there's a lot of things that people try to agree with that aren't necessarily in the Word of God. And when you get a hold of agreement and you've got someone beside you agreeing, that's why a marriage is so powerful. It's because it's when two people come together and they're in a covenant of marriage. Ooh, Jesus, that's power. Because they're in agreement. I don't do anything without the agreement of my wife. If she's just like, nah, I don't think we should do that, then I wait. I might have to pray, even if I feel like, no, that's the right thing to do, I'll wait. Because if we're not in agreement, we're in division. And I'll wait for the Lord to minister to her or to minister to me. And sometimes she's right, and most of the time I'm right. She's not here, y'all. She might be watching. Just kidding, baby. How can two, though, walk together except they be agreed? I looked at the 3 John chapter 2. You can flip over there if you want to. You know the first thing in 3 John. Remember the 3 John? I wish above all things. And it says 3 things here. That thou mayest prosper. Don't be upset over people prospering, because it needs to be you. It needs to be everybody in the kingdom of God. Because if you prosper financially, and that word prosper in the Greek means material things. If you prosper financially, then you'll be a blessing to others. You'll be out of debt and so on. So God wants you to prosper. Plus, you'll be able to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's probably the most important thing. So the Apostle Paul says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. That's one. Be in health. That's two. Even as thy soul prospers. That's three. It's very important that those three are in agreement with each other. Growing up, not really raised in a very prosperous way, my mom and dad worked their tails off. One thing about my mom and dad is they ate because they worked, and they worked hard. But I think mom and dad would testify that growing up, they wasn't taught about seed time and harvest. They didn't understand. Oh, they would tithe, but they didn't understand the meaning of getting in God's economy and not the world's economy, because we all know the world's economy will fail you, right? The stock market will go down. Woo. I mean, you look at the oil prices right now. I remember when I was watching them go down, I was like, wow, look at there. It went to a negative number. Does anybody remember that? Just 2 or 3 months ago. And now it's up to about $35. Well, in most economies, it needs to be about 50 to 60 to 70 and above for that economy to, like Russia. Russia needs the oil market for their economy to survive. They need to be about $70 a barrel. Other countries is... Saudi Arabia, maybe a little less, 60, maybe a little more in some areas. But okay, if that's your provider, you're in trouble, right? Okay, so here the Apostle Paul is saying, hey, I wish above all things that you prosper. Okay, if you get in God's economy and start giving to the Lord and honoring your money with the Lord's direction and not letting money control you and all those kind of things, oh man, you will prosper. Our family, I mean, we just had to work. We were ranch hands. We wasn't the ranch owner. We were the ranch hands. There's a difference. I remember when mom and dad were getting like $1,200 to $1,500 a month with three boys trying to go to college. And they gave them a half a beef and a house to stay in. And I'm here to tell you, my wife can spend $1,500 in one day. I mean, makeup is expensive, y'all. And nails and hair. I'm so glad she's not here. Okay, so God wants us to prosper, and then what? Be in health. Well, I was a healthy person growing up, but my finances were terrible. I had to have a job going to college, a student loan, a Pell Grant, a rodeo scholarship, a music scholarship, and so on. I would do it whatever it took to make money because we just needed it growing up. But I was healthy. So here my finances were bad, but my health was good. Well, then I found out that my health started getting bad because I was worried about my finances all the time. So I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. Here's the key. Even as your soul prospers. Remember what your soul is? Everybody know what your soul is? Your mind, your will, your emotions. Because if your mind gets out of control, oh, Jesus. Well, we know that that's where the devil attacks most people, right? The mind. Because if he can get you to agree to a bad thought, that's how he gets a lot of people. But when you don't agree with that bad thought and you take that thought captive, as the word says, and throw that old thought in the sea of forgetfulness, that, man, though you come in agreement then. So God wants us to be in agreement in our finances, in our health, and then in our mind, will, and emotions. So it's really important. But here's the last scripture that I want to really share with you, and then we'll close, is in Matthew chapter 18. Turn over there, Matthew chapter 18. And let's look at something that I believe can change us, and then we're going to try to go. It's 11:38. Ready? Look at verse 19. Say amen if you're there. Matthew 18, verse 19. Again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree as touching anything, and by the way, Jesus is saying this, that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Let me say it again. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that you shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. Look at the Amplified. Again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree, harmonize together, make a symphony together about whatever, anything and everything that they may ask, it'll come to pass. Now, we've already established, y'all, that whatever we ask of God has to line up with the Word of God. It has to be in agreement with the Word of God. Would y'all all agree with that? I mean, you can't get out of the authority of the Word of God. It's kind of like, well, if I can just have my friend believe with me and get in agree with me that I have that woman's husband to marry me. You know how many times I've seen that happen? And they get everything so mixed up. Or how about, I just believe for God to drop a bag of money out of a tree and fall on my head. Now, I'm not saying that God couldn't do that. He wouldn't do the first part, getting someone else's husband or wife to be your husband or wife. That'd be pretty evil. And we know that's not of God. But I'm here to tell you, people get so mixed up in the Word of God that they get a hold of agreement. In other words, it needs to line up with this Bible. Say amen to that, okay? If it lines up with the Bible, though, oh, man, that's what God's saying is, wow, that agreement is powerful. I looked up this word agree in the Greek. It's a Greek word. Symphoneo. See where that's going? Symphoneo. It comes from the word symphony. Symphony. It literally means to agree together, to make a bargain, or to come to an agreement. Again, where we get the word symphony, a choir. A choir to produce a beautiful magical masterpiece. You see, when two or three work together in agreement, it's very, very powerful. In order to have revival, it's going to have to get us all into agreement. Think about that real fast, and then we're going to have fun. Agreement. I want to be in agreement that revival comes. Would you agree with me with that? I want to be in agreement that you're healed by the stripes of Jesus and you're not going to die with sickness and disease. I want to be in agreement that a virus is not going to destroy our town and make us have to be separated for all of our lives. I want someone in agreement that I'm not going to have to wear a mask not another day in my life. Say amen to that. I want to be in agreement that this virus is not going to come and mess with you and I as God's kids. And if we get in agreement, I'm telling you, that's when the mountain is thou removed in Jesus' name. So why don't we make a symphony this morning? Let me give you an example, just real fast. Ricky, you come and stand right here, please, because you're in charge of this group. Okay? All of y'all are the best group for Ricky, okay? Now, John, come here. Come here. Not you, John. Other John. John 1, sit down. John 2, come here. You, sir, are in charge of this middle section right here. Okay? Okay? Anybody can sing over here? Yeah. Can you sing? Yeah, come here. Now, you guys in the back, all the brewers, all y'all, and this whole section, you are in her section, number 3. You just stand here now. Now, you're in charge of this section. You got to make this section. They get a little hungry. Just make sure they act right, okay? John, you're in charge of this section, okay? Ricky, you're going to start. This section, you're all going to sing a note, and I'm going to give you the note. You make sure they're on the right note, okay? You ready?
I got a handicap.
We have a handicap.
Rusty and Jason.
Yeah. Well, they might not sing, but... All right. All of y'all, I want you to sing this note. Just this section right here. Ready? Not bad. Now, go over that section because I don't think they got the note. Hurry it up. Ready? And... Right there. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. All right? Remember that note now. John, this section is now going to sing a third above it. Ready?
Ready?
Okay. That sounded like that was a little sharp. Sing your note again. You're going to sing. Now, y'all don't forget that. Now, just this section, sing what he's singing. Ready? Okay. Do it by yourself. No. You've got to direct them, okay? This is the power of agreement. Ready? Take a deep breath. Okay, now you stop. Let me see if they're singing it right. Ready? And... Not bad. I hear some people with they're an octave below.
But that's our note. You're singing our note over here.
No.
What? 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 All right, now sing your note again.
Okay. You got it confused now because that note was right.
Oh, this is perfect then. Okay.
Already we're not in unity.
That's right.
Listen to me. Sing this note. We're going to sing that note.
There you go.
Come on, John. Don't blame it on me. Okay, it's my fault. Sing it again. Or stop. Sing this note. Don't forget that note because now we're going to add you, right? But before we add you, we need to work on this group a little bit more. Sing it again. Ready? Sing your note. Okay, now let's put it together. Ready? And sing. Louder. Okay. Now, you're starting to hear some harmony, right? Be ready. Because we're going to go to the fifth. And we're going to get you to... They're singing, You're going to sing, Now that's this one, ready? So get them and direct them. Ready? And, All right, stop. Now, if you can't hear that pitch, you need to hear it. I don't know why I'm looking at you. Come a little bit closer because you're too far away from this crowd. Bum, bum. Y'all's pitch is, Ready? Sing it. Now, don't be afraid. If you can't sing, mouth it like they do on TV. Okay? But let's do it. Just y'all's pitch. Ready? Okay, good. Now, what we're going to do... Don't y'all forget your pitch, okay? If you want to go down low, you can. Okay? We're going to put them all together now, okay? Ricky, you start on your side. Ready? Go. Not bad. Not good, but not bad. Do it again. Do it with confidence. Hold it. Add yours. Add yours. All right. Now, I want you to do it with power and authority and confidence, okay? Because this is getting in agreement. Now, y'all that think singing is sissified, yo mama. Because we're going to be doing most of this in heaven. You better get used to singing and praising and worshiping God, because I'm telling you, when you get in agreement, it is like a symphony. It's like a choir singing in parts. Now let's do it all together. Bum, bum, bum. Ready? And you sing your note, not anybody else's. One, two, three. Sing. Can you hear it? Can you hear the harmony? I'm telling you, the Church of Christ know how to sing, man, because they don't have a guitar. So they have to sing parts. But when you sing like that, bum, 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 that is harmony. So let's do it again. Ready? And do it from the gut. Loud. Ready? This middle section, don't sing quite as loud, because y'all are really loud. I like it. But I need the first section to sing louder. Ready? And sing. Sing this part. And add it. Do it again. Hey, when I do this, you get off. You hear me? Okay. All right, give yourself a hand, y'all. You savvy? Listen to me. When you harmonize and you're a symphony and you understand that that's in agreement, then you need to stop hanging out with people that don't agree with the Word of God in your life. You need to start hanging out with people that agree with the Word. And then you start praying for the ones that don't agree to agree. Because if you get enough people that are agreeing with you, I'm telling you, anything that you ask for, anything that you touch will come to pass in Jesus' name. So, whatever you need in your life, if it's healing, if it's finances, if it's a relationship that needs to be mended, if it's not living by some addiction or sin, you get people in agreement. And when you do that, watch what happens to your family life. Watch what happens to your finances. Watch what happens to your body. It becomes healed by the power. Matter of fact, sickness and disease don't even come near you. It just bounces right off like a fiery dart. Because you now have people in agreement with you. Well, I want to tell you right now as we close, the Father and the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit of God is in agreement with your success. So that means whatever you do, if it's roping, if it's riding bulls, if it's playing basketball, if it's playing softball or soccer or football or being in a marriage, whatever it is, if you get in agreement with the Word of God, then nothing can stop you. Nothing can cause you to not have success in your life. That's when you're submitted to God and you resist the devil and he flees. But not just that, you're submitted to God and he'll give you all the desires of your heart. But at first is you getting in agreement with the Word of God and getting people in agreement with your agreement. And watch what happens, man. Oh, I'm telling you, people are going to come to you needing what you have. You're not in fear, you're in faith. You're not upset, talking negative all the time. No, you're talking the Word of God. Yeah, we'll come out of this. We're not going to have a new normal of having to wear a mask into places. No, I don't. That is not God, y'all. That is fear-based. And you and I are not fear-based. We're faith-based. In Jesus' name. Amen? All right. Father, thank you, Lord, for just what you're doing here at Williamson County Cowboy Church. And I know that even though we're called the Cowboy Church, it's just a bait to get ranchers and farmers and country folks and the Western type people that for some reason have a mentality that they're not welcome at other churches because they don't wear a suit and a tie. So it's just a bait, sir. We realize that there's a lot of people that don't even own a horse that comes to our church. They don't have to. You don't have to be a cowboy or a cowgirl. But Father, we're people and we're honored to serve you with the boldness of the culture of the cowboy world. And I believe you're using the cowboy world because, yes, we are bold. The last group that still prays at a professional rodeo at the national finals in Las Vegas, the prayer comes forth. And we're not ashamed of that. We're the last sport that would dare pray. So, Father, thank you, Lord, that the Western world is being used in these last days. But Father, thank you for all coming and getting back to the barn mentality where Jesus was born in a manger, a barn. And Father, thank you, Lord, that there could be someone here at the sound of my voice that has never given their lives to you. As the Word of God says, it's you that draws all men unto you, the Spirit of God. So if they don't know where they would go, they don't know if they'd go to heaven or hell when they left this earth, I ask you to draw their heart to you so that they would choose Jesus, the one that is the way of escaping a place called hell. Jesus, the one that was sent, the only begotten Son, that if we would just believe on him, Jesus, we would never perish, but we would have everlasting life in a place called heaven. And then while we're living here, we can have heaven here on earth as you taught us to pray, on earth as it is in heaven. Father, thank you for this service, this message, this church, these wonderful people. We love you, sir. With every head bowed still and eyes closed, if you're here for the very first time and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, I want you to do it right now. I'm talking about you've never said, Jesus, come into my life and be my Lord. You see, that means something to me, Lord. Is he your Lord or do you just kind of know about him? I want you to know him, Jesus. Not some church, not some preacher. No, I want you to know first, Jesus. He's a wonderful, wonderful God. I know he's the Son, and he is God 100%. He's the one that Romans says that if you'll confess him on earth, out of your mouth, that he's the Lord, and then believe that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Have you ever done that? Do you really know what will happen to you if you die and you stand before God one day, and you will. This word is true, and the Bible says that we'll all stand before God one day. The Bible calls it the Great Judgment Day. Everybody thinks they major on judgment here. No, the judgment is going to be, is Jesus Lord or is he not? And there's two places, heaven and hell. I want you to go to heaven. I don't want anybody to go to a place called hell. I don't care how much I dislike someone, don't appreciate what they did to me. No, I still want people to go to a place called heaven. But there's only one way to get there, according to John 14. It's through Jesus. He's the only way, truth, and life. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray a prayer. As most of y'all know, I want you to pray this prayer with me, even if you're saved. Because you're possibly going to be praying with someone on your left and right, in front of you or behind you. And we're just going to pray with someone that could be here this morning that has never given their lives to Jesus. If that's you, I want you to pray this prayer, and we're going to pray it with you. And I want you to ask Jesus to come into your life, because I can't do you any good without Jesus. But with him, oh man, we can get in agreement. We can live a righteous and godly life according to this Bible, and we'll help you do that. So if you're here this morning, you've never given your life to Jesus, I want you to pray this prayer with all of us right now. You ready? And believers, we're just going to pray it out loud with them. Ready? Let's say it just like that. Say, Father in heaven, I open the door of my heart, and I confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord. Jesus, come into my life and save me. I make you my Lord. Forgive me of all my sins. I believe that you've been raised from the dead. And I'm born again. I'm saved. I'm coming to heaven when I leave this earth. I pray this prayer to you, the Father, in the name of Jesus. With no one looking around, just real fast, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, when I count to three, I want you to be bold enough. Don't you dare be ashamed. Jesus was not ashamed to die for you on a cross on a hill called Golgotha. Please don't be ashamed of him becoming the Lord of your life. So if you just gave your life to Jesus, I'm not going to have you come down to the front. I'm not going to have you do anything except when I count to three, I want you to raise your hand and say, I just gave my life to Jesus. I meant that prayer. I prayed it in Jesus' name. And then just put your hand right back down when I say three. If that was you, get your hand up and say, hey, Jesus is now my Lord. Ready? With boldness in Jesus' name. One, two, three, go. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Three, praise God. Glory be to God. So proud of you, man. Anybody else? If we didn't give you a Bible, just get your hand up, let me see it, and then put it right back down. I saw the three that already did. Anybody else? Amen. All right, look at me. I'm telling you. God. Glory be to God. Amen. You three that gave your life to the Lord, you're now my brother and sister in Christ. When I'm hurting, I need you. But when you're hurting, you have a big old family. Amen. A family of God. All right. Did y'all have a good time? Real fast, I gave myself just a little bit of time, just a couple of quick announcements. As y'all know, the rodeo is in 2 weeks. This coming Saturday is a big event for our church because we're doing a big barrel racing. And here's what I need. Here after this service, the people that can help in the rodeo as well as hopefully at the barrel racing, we're needing concession stand help. That's what helps us build that kids' church that's not finished. And it's going to be a little trial run for us. And so I'm going to have Joni come on down here for a second. As she's coming, they wanted me to remind you that if you still need to buy a sponsorship like a banner, the banners cost $300. We'll put your business, your name on a banner in the rodeo arena. I sold one at the feed store. I have the banner and the check. I think Mike McCloskey told me he sold two banners to just two different people, doesn't matter, but we'll be able to see their names. But they also wanted me to tell you that people have been calling me like I've never seen. Contestants, wow. We're going to have more contestants than we've ever had because they've canceled every rodeo except Coleman and this one in Texas so far. I hear they're having Mesquite rodeo this coming weekend. That'll be the first one in Texas, and we'll be the second. I'm telling you, the governor has made a declaration that we get to have our rodeo. He has said that it has to be under a capacity of a certain amount. But guess who makes the capacity? In other words, in an outdoor arena, there is a lot of room to spread out. And so we're not going to turn anybody away. It's going to be a blast. With that said, people have been calling me about how you get tickets. Normally, you get your ticket when you come in. Like tickets to come to the rodeo each night are $15 for adults and $10 for kids. 3 and under are free. But we're also doing a 3-day pass where you can get all 3 days and you can buy the pass. You've got to do that ahead of time for like $40. And all that does is what helps a rodeo happen is gate money and concession. That's what gets all the added money. I add $30,000 to this rodeo, $20,000 the steer open, $10,000 to the open rodeo. And so the sponsorship is what gets those in. And so if you want to be a sponsor, most of the events, the buck and shoots, all those are taken, but I think there's still a day sponsor, just different sponsors that we can help you out on. Rick, would you stand up? Because Rick is in charge of the sponsor, so if you know a business or you are one that wants to sponsor, then see him right after. But to buy an adult pass for $40 and a child's pass, they can come all every day for $25. Heidi is in the back. Y'all look at Heidi. She's waving her hand if you can't see her. Go see her. Also, we have a food pantry today, a final sale. Everything in the kitchen that we had for sale during the pandemic that we were causing people to buy. They were buying all kinds of stuff from eggs to meat. We're selling everything that we have left over today. And so if you want that, you want to go shopping after church, go by there because you're gonna be able to. My mom and Betsy will help you out with that. I want to thank three people real fast. Kenny Caldwell, would you stand up? Mike on the sound. And Gene, are you here? He runs our camera. Where's Gene? Gene, stand up. Stand up, Gene. Listen to me. I want to honor these guys. Kenny has painted all of this side of the arena, all those old rusted pins, he's painted all of them by himself. Well, you've had a little help. Okay. Well, who helped you?
We had 15 people out here in
March
that painted
we're not thanking them for that. The people that did all that, we thanked them a long time ago. Thank y'all for the 15 people that did. I'm talking about you did the rest of it by yourself. And I want to thank you for that, okay? I also want to thank Mike. Mike is our sound man. Y'all see him up there. He's the one that sets up all the speakers with a little bit of help, takes all the cords. He had a huge job by getting us on live on TV and then our speakers out there. He wouldn't let anybody roll up the cords because he likes to do them a certain way by himself. Guys, I'm telling you, that's a lot of work. Mike, thank you, brother. And then Gene, I want to thank you for all. We had to build a special cord to go from in here for the Wi-Fi and the Facebook Live and all the where they can see it outside. We had to do a special cord that ran all the way out there. Gene, thank you for running that and our camera. I really appreciate it. Amen. All right, now a couple more things I want you to know about this Thursday night. We're going to have a celebration right here at our church, the baccalaureate for all the seniors. It's not just for Liberty Hill. It kind of started that way. But then as people are friends with me on Facebook, they thought, well, can we come? I'm telling you, Burnett is coming. Leander, if you know of a senior, that wants to be a part of this baccalaureate, it's for all counties, Burnett County, Williamson, Travis, and we're going to come here. We will be out in the arena, but I'm here to tell you, I have some people that are going to be speaking. We're going to be doing some music. I have a girl, this one of them that's going to be speaking that no one knows about, that is a college student at Texas State. You should hear her testimony. She was so ridiculed at that college for her stance on the Lord Jesus and her beliefs on waiting till marriage to have sex. In a class of 200, they put her in the corner. You want to talk about beat her up physically because she believed the way she believed, and the whole class came against her and could not believe that she would believe biblical principles. And she was willing to stand up and say, that's just how I'm going to believe. I'm telling you, she's giving her testimony. It's going to be fantastic, as well as a student from Liberty Hill as well. It's going to be great. And so don't miss 7 o'clock Thursday, this Thursday, and I need a bunch of y'all to be there. I've asked our ushers to help us out on just help usher, and we're going to have so many gift cards. I mean, I'm talking like $100 gift card, a Visa gift card. We've got tons of them. The town in Burnett and in Liberty Hill is giving to be a blessing to our seniors, because listen to me, they don't have anything. They don't even get to have a graduation like most people. They only get 4 tickets per family. Well, how many the Brewers have like 16 kids? I mean, Leslie, she had like 20 real fast. I don't know. It seemed like it. No, it's just shame that the whole family can't come. Well, everybody can come here on Thursday. So don't miss our baccalaureate service on Thursday. Amen? And yes, ma'am. Pardon me? Yeah, and we also need help. If you can help us with cookies and refreshments, we need that help because we want to bless everybody that's here on Thursday. Amen? I know they were making some cookies at the Brewers, but we might need some help, but that's this Thursday. Amen? And then, okay, so if y'all don't mind, the ones when we dismiss that need to go, I'm going to say this before everybody leaves. Does anybody have access to a water truck? It's going to be for our rodeo. If you do, come see me right after. I have a water truck, and it runs real good, but it's old. And usually we have a construction person that's here, but he moved. This always let us use the company water truck where we never have issues with water in that arena because we're going to need it. Amen. Also, next week, we'll also be having another organizational meeting for the rodeo. If you want to help, we need you desperately. This coming Saturday at our barrel racing, I need people, not just in the concession, but I need some people to help me with the barrels. And I'll tell you how that's going to work. But we just need some help. We're going to make a lot of money for our church to help put on more of these events. If you have any panels at your house that we could borrow, we put up panels for all these cowboys for their horses, and I only have about 30 or 40. I've just done every panel at my house, but if you have panels laying around, or we can use them for the week of the rodeo, that would help us out. Amen? And then the last thing that we need before we meet, any volunteers that's going to help us with the rodeo, we just want you to stay behind real fast. I need a hay sponsor. We're having to get all these animals. They're going to have to stay longer than, like, the Coleman steer open steers. There's going to be about 100 are going to have to come and stay here after Wednesday of the rodeo. And we don't even rope till Saturday and Sunday in the big steer open. So we're needing people that, if you know of a hay, someone that just coastal, just cheap coastal hay that we can feed those cows. You have any access, connections, come see me right after. Amen? All right, stand to your feet. Again, Joni's going to stay right here. If you can help during the rodeo, during the concession, just whenever, I want you to come up here after we say amen and dismiss. And well, I just want to make sure we have enough help. And then next week we'll also organize rodeo help as well, next Sunday. Amen? So don't miss. By the way, y'all visitors, honor to have you. Thank you so much for coming. Next week, here's what I want to do next week. If you want to join this church and you feel like this is where God has planted you, and you've prayed about it, then we're going to have people join our church. It's real simple. We don't do real big things about joining. We don't vote you in like they did at my churches. I figured if you got voted in, you can get voted out. And we don't do that. Amen? And so, thank you for being here. Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing at this church. God, thank you for the three that gave their lives to you. It's an honor that they're our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we help them, and they need to help us. So we're all a family now. But, Father, it's an honor that we can now teach them the Word of God. Father, thank you, Lord, for just us receiving the message on prayer and agreement. We are in agreement with you, sir, with the Bible, with the friends that we hang around. We believe the Word of God and nothing else. And, Father, we're not going to get in fear. We're going to get in faith. So bless this country. Bless our president and his cabinet. Bless our governors and our mayors and our senators and congressmen to seek you in everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Big round of applause. You're dismissed. Come on down real fast if you can help us during the rodeo. We love you.